on here that actually listen in and has somehow recorded and things of that nature. Okay. Tonight is a workshop meeting, so we really don't have a set agenda on how we proceed and such like that. But we do have a couple of resolutions that we want to get out of the way, I think, first. And the first one we'll do is a change in status for our rescue employees, Mr. McGee. So whereas the ambulance administrator wishes to fill a full-time paramedic position to continue keeping the ambulance department in operational readiness, and whereas he has recommended Kevin McGee, who is a full-time ambulance service advanced EMT credential as a paramedic, be appointed to a full-time paramedic. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby authorize a change in employment status for Kevin McGee from full-time ambulance advanced EMT to a full-time paramedic effective September 5th, 2021. Motion by Ron, seconded by
Patrick.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Next resolution we have a few meetings, not a meeting, but an informal meeting with Athens and some of the membership of the East Coast Company just to get a little background. And at this point, we're going to set up a public hearing at least. So we'll go, whereas the fire protection contract with East Coast Company, number one, is to expire on December 31st, 2021, and whereas the joint contract with the Town of Athens, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby schedule a joint public hearing for September 14, 2021 at 7:15 at the Leeds Hose Company on Route 23B in Leeds. Need a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
We don't have another meeting scheduled right now, right?
No. We're going to go, they're working on some of their details with their financial stuff, and hopefully they're prepared to, give us a presentation at the public hearing.
We should have this settled before the public hearing.
Correct. Right. We hope that I talked to a couple of members today. Don, he's one of the financial guys. He was out there, I believe, last night to start working on it. So we should have a pretty good idea where we want to be prior to, the public hearing. And I think we can get that resolved. So we got Jarvis and people. So this affects you a little bit. We've really been through it, but the sewer district, which we had a public hearing quite a while back, and then we had to wait, for a referendum, and nobody came forward. So really tonight we're just going to pass a resolution for the sewer district. I can tell you, it's basically we're increasing the funding needed for the bonds for the sewer district by $250,000, which again, it's really been discussed in multiple meetings prior to tonight, but we're just going to make it formal tonight by a motion. Let me see if I can give you the numbers on that. It's a really long resolution. Is it there? Okay. So it's a supplemental bond resolution appropriating the additional sum of $250,000 to undertake a certain certain project consisting of the acquisition and construction of the sanitary sewer system in the Leeds and Jefferson Heights sewer project at a cost not to exceed, so we're going up to $14,350,000 for the Leeds sewer district. And there is grant money in there. So anyway, moving forward, said the sum is authorizing the issuance of up to $14,350,000 in serial bonds of the town to finance said appropriations. So with that, motion by Jerry. Seconded by Patrick. We need a roll call on this, Liz?
No.
No? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. And that will be the last increase in, it's just, it's a project, it's a big project. And there is some grant, like the $3 million grants.
Still under what we projected in the beginning, what you choose to pay.
Right. There was an article in Daily Mail when we went through this, I think it was maybe about a month and a half ago. We don't really get a lot, and it actually affects the people that are moved out of the community. Yes, you do. Okay. So with that, we've had some workshop meetings, so if you guys want to get started with your concerns on Weston Acres, we went through it a little bit informally, but if you'd like to be on record on the town board meeting and tell us your concerns and maybe some of the solutions and such like that.
Well, my concern is keeping my driveway afloat. Or from flowing, and it's threatened can the town help us out somehow? I mean,
I mean, we had the engineers looking at it a little bit to see what their solutions may be or what their recommendations may be to it. And that's what, for those not, they weren't arrested out. We were down to the site maybe yesterday in Delaware. Engineering was down there probably a month or so ago when we first
arrived.
We were made aware of the situation. And I was down there yesterday with their town attorney, Ted Dilger, just to see, you know, what the right course of action should be and whatever option it would be to try to correct that situation.
And what did they say?
So far, they haven't weighed in, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Did that just happen recently?
It happened about 3 weeks ago when we had like 4 or 5 days of solid rain, the big storms, and the water flowing down, you know, it was there. It's a river.
I don't think there should be a problem if riprap, you know, again, it is, you know, you want to make sure that's what, if you throw more riprap down, is that really going to take care of the situation?
Well, we've fixed problems like this before, so, you know, we just need the engineering to weigh in and see what we need to do.
Or we can just talk to Sean instead of waiting for the engineer to put a couple more DIs in there and a longer pipe. Because even if you put riprap there, you're still not taking the water from going down and washing that away. You've got to get the water.
We've got to track that water.
Yeah.
Right. And it's only opinion, but I'm not the engineer like I think we talked about. But I think if we put if it's possible, what I do is put a larger excavation, in my estimation, is the way to try to correct it. So that way it's not just, it doesn't become the waterfalls like Patrick was kind of mentioning. And then if we could extend that pipe or maybe redirect the pipe, I mean, that, again, I don't know what the answer is to that. It's because once you capture that water in a catch basin, you still have to direct it to another. You know, still, that water's going somewhere.
It still has to go down then.
It's still got to go down. I mean, ideally.
It would be under lower.
Ideally, it would be nice if we were able to
put it out. Be deeper, because right now it's, what, 2 feet?
It's right at the top. Right at the top.
It's a square.
Well, it's actually, you can see it in the picture.
Right. I mean, that's not even about 10 feet. You know, like I said, it's just.
Right.
If that's 3 or 4 feet from the edge of the road, that's about it.
Right.
But I mean, ideally, if you could put some kind of elbow on it or something,
right,
and then get it to shoot down and push it out a little bit. Wouldn't be, you know, again, I don't know if that's a good idea, but it seems logical to me.
Right. Well, when will engineering talk to you?
I mean, we could probably get something like in the next week or two, because again, I wanted really to get Ted, you know, the town attorney's opinion on it, and that was, so I want to give him a few days, and I think, I don't know the solution sitting here, to be honest. I mean, that's really above what I can offer.
Okay.
I mean, we can seek out solutions, but I'm not in a position to tell you what that solution is going to be. Unless you want, can you just, Patrick?
I'm just saying, work with Sean. I'm not necessarily thinking Ted's involvement in Delaware for this. We need to get the water off the road. Delaware is going to weigh in on whether we need pylons and bigger brick wrapping on our bank. Sean needs to get the water off the road. And before we do that, no matter what we do down here, it's not going to solve.
Until you get that pipe, you think, out.
We got to get the water off the road, and redirect it. Whether we have a couple of DIs and the water going where it's going out now, and then we put another pipe in, so it kind of channels the water in two different directions, so it's not blasting one area.
Right, and that's really what's happening.
Right.
It's going in one, you know, again, you've got the berms, you've got the berms by
the sewer plant.
So I've lived there for, I don't know, 30 years now. The erosion has increased, especially since Irene, the severity of the storms and the runoff. It's certainly picked up since the sewer, and I can't explain why, but something maybe has changed with the drainage or something.
Was it all paved? Was that all repaved at the time?
Yeah, so probably a different pitch than it was.
And you're the next house up
from
the
Yes, correct. Okay. Yeah. So when they did repave, they did angle it in, so it's more like a pump.
Right, so it's coming, right?
Yeah.
Like a set of berm. And it's Tara was mentioning earlier, in the old flow where the pump station was, a little bit of water was able to disperse over to the right-hand side a little bit because it was trees in there.
No, it was absorbed in the middle. It was absorbed in the middle.
Yeah.
Spread out.
And, you know, we only had one really bad picture of what it was before, you know, pre-everything, mm-hmm. pre all that construction. And it was a yard. It was, you know, it was lawn out to...
Yeah, there's a
way out there.
Yeah.
And that's it. So that is really what's happening, is the water is being redirected by the generator itself, or whatever it is, the generator.
Yeah, because that's not permeable ground.
No, that's just how we're really good. Right. And blacktop, exactly. There's no absorption.
I can feel
it's all runoff.
And I call Sean Wall.
Well, I got a meeting with Sean at 8:30, so we're in Jefferson, so I'll come back. I'll go back down there tomorrow between around 9 o'clock and take a look at it again. I mean, if he could remedy it and do that drainage, that's an ideal thing to do.
Yeah, well, you know, from our standpoint, that's a start. However, we have to stop the land from sliding.
Right.
I mean, that's...
We got to do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to figure something out.
Right, and that would be the river.
That would be the river. Yeah. Let me know when you're going. I'll meet you.
We're going to Ricky Kramer at 8:30, so
I can't be there for that.
8:30. How about at 8:45 to 9 o'clock? I'll give you a shout. No later than 9 o'clock.
I'll bring the donuts.
I'll bring the coffee. Yeah,
I got to check the
phone. It's right, not so fair. I'm working. I can't be there.
I wasn't here for the last storm, but some of that riffraff that's off the top is 200 feet.
No, we're getting much bigger. They're getting much bigger.
Yeah. That's surprising. So I wasn't here for that storm, but it took those rocks 200 feet.
Well, motors are amazing.
And even down on my side, it's down the same way. It's just covered over because my lawn guy dumps the grass and stuff over it, and you can't really see it unless you look, unless you look past it.
Just, you're saying just right of the pump, Carol, or way over?
On my side, yeah, on my side.
Looking at the pump to the right side.
See, so I mean, probably you need a catch basin on my side, too, before the, like across from Mahoney's. I'm across from Mahoney's.
I mean, I'll have to look at, that's up to Sean, the highway superintendent, because he'll have to look at the flow to see where where that water really is.
Yeah, that's going to be the hardest thing, getting everyone's.
Well, if it's going to rain over the weekend, it's a good time to take a peek at it and maybe get some video of it so we can really, document what, you out there now, you can see it, but it is nice to have actual pictures exactly where it is, so you have some good points, because...
I won't sleep again until it rains.
But again, I think this, and I did talk to Sean today on another issue, but, we brought up about the storms. I mean, the storms and the rainstorms we're experiencing, the last few years have been, it's not what we had in 60s, the weather patterns are changing, and it's, because we've had other washouts in town as well, and so has the county on a county-wide basis.
The town's washout, Prattsville, when we had our rain.
Yep.
Right,
so it's been
it's a good storm. We had a good washout at Snake Road. So.
Right. Snake Road, we had brought it up. If you go down Snake Road or on the left hand side, that washed out pretty heavy. At the moment, the highway superintendent put some sort of riprap to hold that bank in as well. So I don't, that's something he's going to have to make that decision on. If Swan's going to do that work, then he's going to have. He'll find the material that he needs to do. He's
capable
to take care of it. But I'll be able to, we can talk to him tomorrow. Your phone will come on around 9 o'clock.
Excuse me?
I'll see you about 9 o'clock tomorrow with the coffee and donuts down there.
I can do that.
And maybe
we got some bagels.
I did it a couple
of
years.
We got bagels.
You got any other, that you want to weigh in or on the project at all or the concerns?
No, I mean, as long as it gets remedied, we'll be happy there. But yeah, like I said, the erosion down there is pretty severe because I walk up there almost every day.
I mean, that hill is sliding away.
Yeah,
down.
I mean,
big trouble.
Yeah.
You're going to be high me.
Well, basically, just surround my house with a slide, and that's what's happening. When I went around the other day to look at it, because we're going to have to address something else on the other side, because you've seen it because you hide there. But there's a whole flow happening, which I didn't know about, that needs, we're going to have to address that.
So behind you is Wildwood Park?
Yes.
Yeah, behind me, yeah.
Well, it's the preserve.
It's the preserve.
I'm one way quick.
I'm deaf.
You can do that one thing.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, my whole yard goes like this. Mm-hmm. You know, right towards the new conservancy. So that whole section, but what I was really talking about was behind the generator. That whole, I mean, I've watched the trees slant since you've put that thing in. I've seen them, I've got pictures of them, move, you know, from month to month or year to year. And it baffled me when that wasn't addressed when you put the...
When
the pump station was put in, because... You know, say what you want, 10 years from now, that's going to be out in the street. What is happening now is just going to keep going, unless it's really addressed, maybe with even a wall. You know, I mean, if you put the riffraff in there, but it is moving. There's just no doubt about that. It's moving fast. I've only been here 10 years.
That's what happened in Townville by the swimming hole, by the tannery. And they ended up putting that wall, and just after the hurricane, the ground was washed out. That's why that big cement wall was there, whatever it's made of. Yeah.
Right, that retaining wall.
And it's all sand and silt, it's just water.
Yeah, well, all of the Jefferson Ice is sitting in the salt, so all things going to the
concrete. That whole thing behind it, really, it's the whole, that whole fault or ledge that, you know, all the way from like Mills Paul. Funeral home all the way up. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. It's all sin, it's all on that hill. It's all digging. It's not the most stable area at all, that's for darn sure. The whole, I would say the whole area, you know, all the way down to the Catskill Creek.
How long have you been to the house for?
25 years?
At least 25. You know, they're talking about the house on Jefferson Hill.
Made me feel great.
Well, to make you feel better, though, that was an old, like, dump. Landfill. I mean, they got a lot of tires thrown over the bank there. This is halfway up Jefferson Hill before you get to Snake Road or Suburban Way on the left. Yeah, those two homes there.
They're clearing a lot now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right.
Yeah, there were two houses there that went over.
Wow.
There was two homes there that slid over that.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. That's
when
true.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. You know, I don't know the homes, but they were close enough that they ended up having to be.
Well, great.
The difference is I wasn't here then, but I'm assuming people didn't come in at this point to say there's an issue. Please help us fix it.
Right.
So
well,
thank
why.
You for coming tonight.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. And that was a totally different issue. Again, on that really is just a
and
really had no involvement, you know, in the town, you know, in that location as well. To be honest, so.
Okay.
Just keep moving on a little bit. Unless you want to talk a little more about your subject, I think it's pretty. I think we kind of got it pretty well covered right for today.
Yes.
Okay.
As long as you know it's there and you have to do something.
Right. I think again, I want to leave that up to Sean and probably, you know, again, I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, right.
But I think it's no sense in trying to do the wrong thing. You know, to either, so I want to make sure it's, you know.
Right, we don't want a band-aid, we want it fixed.
Right. So, yeah. But, I mean, again, but it's something, at least as a preventative measure, initially.
I'm interested in the fact that you're not more interested in the part where the land is moving behind your generator. Now, I know you said yesterday firmly that the engineer says that that's not going to go anywhere, but I want to know how that's going to happen. I mean, is that dug into the ground so deep that it ain't going to go anywhere? I mean,
it's like a solid concrete hole.
Okay.
But you're right.
But it still has to be something. It still has to be something in the back of that.
Yeah.
I agree with you, but I mean, and again, I mean, Travis, he was, you know, with the Delaware engineering firm, and I, when you first called me, and we looked at it, my next thing was I called Delaware and said, can you come down and look?
Sure.
And
yeah, you looked at that in Snake Road at the same time.
Did you look at Snake Road? Yeah, so.
Okay.
He, you know, again, I don't have that, you know, I mean, this a big study wasn't conducted on that, but, you know, through their experiences, they felt it was okay, or fine. Okay is a little weak, but.
Initially, Delaware Engineering wanted to put a retaining wall on my side, and then when they moved it to the top, that was all.
Yeah, we were told a lot of different things before you started construction up on top, that originally it was going to be seems like a little structure down below, but then, as you told me yesterday, that would have meant probably more money to pump it up further. So then when the construction started and we hadn't heard anything about it, it was right in the center of my bow window. So we were told at that point that there was going to be, you know, that whole hill was going to be secured and everything, and this is what we had. I remember the retaining wall, too.
Right.
That's a great idea.
I believe that was in the initial plan. I've gotten that from Delaware Engineering. Yes. In the original plan, it was to put that pump station, you know, down, considered, you know, I don't know if that means 20 feet further down or 25, but they were going to push that back.
Yeah.
And I think they were interested in doing, like you're saying, some stabilization work all at the same time. Again, why that didn't happen,
I don't think the research.
Right, exactly.
Delaware should have.
Right, and that's, you know, that should have been, I think that would have been a better solution to it on a more permanent basis. I think that would have been a better solution at that time.
Well, we're here now.
It would have been, it's better to do it right the first time. You know, that's the way I do it. Okay. All right, so tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are
you a kickboxer or something? See you later, man.
He works out a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Thanks,
buddy. I'm on the way to the gym now.
Thanks a lot. Fencing at Ricky Kramer Field.
Finally.
And then, again, that got a little speeded up. You know, because Eddie DuPont, you know, he's going to have this going on, that going on, and now all of a sudden he does. So, which is good, because the fencing company would be able to do this thing almost like next week. And I said, no, we're not really ready to do it next week. And I had a conversation with Sean to just get his guys over there, but now that we're talking about it, I think he's going to try to get it done, you know, as quickly as he can, just to get it out of the way. And then in my opinion, looking at the overall project, it really doesn't make much sense to rush it. I'd rather get some of those trees cleaned up that are encroaching it and try to make it nicer. With some lock, nothing falls on it for another 20 years.
Well, we're not going to save any of that fence, right?
We can have that discussion. I was going to put that out. I mean, does anybody want any fencing? I don't see that. If you look at the fencing, it's in rough shape. I mean, we got some 8-foot fencing, then it goes down to 4-foot fencing. Most of it's all, what I would say, curled in or outward on the bottom. There's stakes in it. I mean, it was medium grade to begin.
Right. If they can cut it in smaller sections, it'd be easier for the guys to get it out of there too.
Okay. I mean, I'd rather just see it go and roll off and bring it to the middle of the guys and just scrap it. I don't see it using it, but it's a great point to bring up tonight, just so we're all on. So just get rid of it. Okay. Are you good with that, Jerry?
Yeah, that's great.
Nobody's ever going to rework it, that's for sure. Budgets, everybody knows they're compiling their information for the budget. So if whatever committees you want, if you want to give them a little guidance, or just go over with your department heads a little bit ahead of time. I think that's due next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Are you compiling your budget?
It'd be nice to see what everybody's coming in with and kind of see where we are on the overall picture of the budget still. And you know, if there's any report. reports from the committee, if anybody want to discuss anything out there at all. Rescue Squad George was in today, and he's working a little bit of getting additional pricing for the signage for his building, because I wanted to. I want to get that up like sooner than later.
It is more than 2 years.
I want it, like, I would love to see something happen before, like, the snow flies. I really do. You know, we got to get certain things done, because we got so many things.
So where's he going now for prices?
Liz has got a pricing for sorbets. So we have, you know.
Did we try Round Top? Did he go there?
Not yet.
No, because I think there was recommended to try the other place.
Right, and
George was going to contact them.
Right, and then we were talking about getting different, instead of having the fluorescent type of light, yeah, the plastic thing in there that was probably in
just to sell outside.
So we did, you know, it's a little longer story, but I said, George, just ask them, you know, what happened at J&J's counter? Because that's going to have to be able to sign it. They did that. So George said they kind of threw out the price. They said they had to work something up. And if we can do a, I think that that type of signage would look good if we got two gooseneck lights over there.
Well, matches the other, because there's already two lights next to the doors that are like that. So just like the ones on top of the goosenecks that shine on the side.
Exactly, just like we have. And really, I mean, listen, everybody in Casper heading in the right direction in the village, I think it'd be a welcomed thing to have nice signage there instead of this.
It would. I drive by Diaz at least 3 times a week, and I see how nice it looks. And they have a little picnic table outside, and flowers, and
they got a little green space.
See, and Diaz, and theirs isn't even on, and I even thought about that, and we didn't want to run the building, but I mean, we probably should just keep it on the building.
Yeah.
Because they had their, like,
they had
a street sign, sort of,
they had the
parking
sign.
Yeah, it's not that, but they roll away. So I asked him today, and he gave me a number. I said, George, haven't worked it up. Let's get, you know, let's just get, you know. And if we got to get one more price, and, you know, I'd love to have that.
Everybody go vote it first.
We got. So it would be nice to have a pricing and be able to vote on that by like next meeting. Would be a great thing, because it takes forever to get. I mean, I do have all the measurements for the senior center for the awning. Has been done, and it's just even problematic just to get a sample look, because they're out just to pick out the canvas. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's going to be a while to get the canvas, and then it's going to be a while for somebody. So I haven't really pursued that in the last few weeks, to be honest.
Speaking of the senior center, I brought this up a couple times. What do you do with those vehicles and boat trailers that are parked there? There's sea-doos, there's.
More than willing to have a letter typed up and put it on everybody's windshield, send one down to the land. You
can't really put any more signs there. There's probably half a dozen signs before you pull into the parking lot.
Yeah.
Just before the senior center opened, I made the phone call to the management group, and I think they might be out of the kids here or so. And it helped, but I think maybe we can draft a letter maybe and send it to them on an official notice.
I think the cars that park there, the boat trailers and stuff, people that live on Main Street or
really.
Mm-hmm. So basically,
now we should draft something up and put it on their windshield.
No, the village police department can run the plates and notify the owners that within 24 hours they're going to be towed.
If that's the way we can do it, I'm okay with that.
I think we should do something soon before the snow flies.
Yeah, when the snows are very good. It was only one car or no cars because they really like to have Catskill.
Yeah, but now all the parking lots are closed during the snow events. You can't park in any county parking lot. The only one that's open is the municipal.
In the village.
Yep.
Well, do you want to pursue that with having the village PD do it, or do you rather have us put a letter on their windshields first?
No, I'll have a conversation with Ryan tomorrow.
Okay.
Because the boat trailer, you can't put a. Where do you put it up?
Yeah, the ones.
You can't really see it.
It's gotten better, but it's not great there, that's for sure. I mean,
it's hit and miss. Some nights you go in there and there's not an open
spot. Right, and it's our facility, and we use it for meetings, and initially was bothering me, but I think that's better, is that we've got seniors coming to the building. building after a year, and they don't have prime parking. Something's wrong. Seriously.
If we didn't share it with the tenants, I would say put it here.
Exactly. It's another deal that we should have. It's something that we don't have control over.
The baseball don't say.
You know, that's true. I wish that we didn't share that parking lot.
The village is going to be doing an income survey for the water project that we're doing.
Okay.
So they're going to be encompassing Jefferson, Beans, South Carroll, all that area. If down the road, if the survey's good for 3 to 5 years, if we ever need to use that data, it will be available.
How old is the one we did?
4.
So it's too old?
It's too old. They won't use it. It's for our community development block grant.
No, that means.
Big time.
So we talked about a senior center. It's senior center, senior week, I believe, and the county.
Yeah, this Friday.
Is supplying cake to the seniors at our senior center, and that's going to be at 12 o'clock. And Jamie's doing a great job over there. She's got some other donations coming in as far as food. And it's going to be a RSVP. I think we have, I talked through this morning, about 50 or 55 people have signed up.
Yeah.
Angela's has donated Village Pizza too, I think 5 to 6 pizzas for the event. So can you just double slice it, double cut those, because there's a lot of people.
Summer Rec, today you donated pizza too.
Speaking of Summer Rec, is that over now, or is it date set?
I'd
like to take a ride to just pay a visit and see what how the scout is going. I've been wanting to do that, so maybe I can do that at 9:30.
How's it going, Patrick?
What I have found that they do have workers from, they have workforce New York employees from Columbia Green that work there. That 3 or 4. Because the same people that were supervising our individuals that we have, and we still have one fellow with us, but that person that supervises him actually supervises Elliott Park. So I think they got 3 or 4 workers there that are part of the Columbia Green program. So anyway, we got that senior center stewardship program for the panel in the bill. How many people signed up, Liz, for that? Roughly.
Well, one family had 6 total, so I would say 10 people to 12 people.
10 to 12 people. So while you're away, you kind of thought maybe you could work with that, because you signed up for that program, I think.
Yeah,
I think it's just on there. Okay, good. I mean, you're most familiar with what goes on there in the community.
So did they have a date that they want to meet, or
no, nothing.
I'm creating a date? Okay.
Right. And I think we got to do it as it's not necessarily an official town committee. It's more of
I was like, wow, it's never made that sound before.
It's
supposed to be
important.
Sounded like an alert.
This is my new phone. I had a couple of weeks ago in the bottom of Lake George. I got one for mine. You got an iPhone 12. So anyway, you're going to get the names from Liz and get the ball rolling with that. And again, it's not going to really be an official program with the town of Haskell, but you can keep us abreast on how things are going out there. I did talk to Nymer a little bit about, all our town properties. We're going to get the meeting together. I just couldn't get, they were coming down and asking for a meeting just to go over, most of the how our properties are insured and what services they offer. So we're going to get back together on that. So,
okay.
Training, I did send that out to Sean the Snow, a nice people thing for his guys, but.
Yeah,
there's a
date on
that. It's a date on that.
It's the 13th of October, but there's no time.
Could be an all day party. You're going to go shoot that meeting. I think it's a great thing. The more training we can get for our ladies, and I think it was a Karen Buckley or Kathy Buckley from Nymer. She said there's a vast amount of training available, and I think we should be taking advantage of it and document it on their website. We can pull out
some. Did we get something recently for the defensive driving?
Right. I haven't seen any of that.
I thought we got it. I went back for.
Well,
same attorney company.
Yeah. Watch them when they go over the values of the properties. Yes. In trans level. Because originally they tried to insure cement and sewer for $65,000.
Yeah. That was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just contract with Athens. I think we're settled on a number, but you know, I don't know if the verbiage is quite right in that contract yet. I sent it to Ted, so I mean, we may need to revert back to our original contract with them. The verbiage that's in there right now is not really something that I think is, of course, you know, correct, and I'm sure most anybody else has read it. So I think we got a number. We already talked about the signage at the ambulance and lighting. So, and Jared, this all came out in color. I didn't really want to do it this way. The signage for the no smoking.
Does anybody got any questions you have to print?
For me. Because I can't read it. I gotta read all that.
So if we print one color copy of you,
it happened by accident, and I figured I wanted to point it out to you. So
we don't need, now we can just cut those out and play with it.
This one I want off the table because I started this before COVID, and then COVID hit, so it's a long thing.
So, I'm good with this, but we have to get cannabis.
Yes. So, on the historic ones, we want to get everything, but we want to put cannabis on that one, Liz.
So no smoking, vaping.
No vaping, and
like that, how it says it on the order, it's not one with cannabis.
They're talking about that. They're just asking people to be respectful. If there's children around, just like you would if you were smoking a cigarette.
So I'll give you this later. This way we got two of the historic ones and then one of the smaller ones for the gazebo.
So
did you
guys see my email regarding the... did you see my email regarding this? Because on the town website, it says it's up to the supervisor where you can smoke in the building and
outside of the building, but you can't smoke inside a building.
Inside the building,
That's a New York State law.
No, I know that. I'm just saying. Yeah. I was reading on our website, and it sounded like it was up to the supervisor.
Where on the website?
If everybody in the truck wants to smoke, they can. No, nobody wants to smoke.
No, that's
Didn't I send you guys an email?
I seen something about it briefly, but I didn't really, to be honest, I didn't get right into that. But how I understand it, anything that has a roof on it, you don't smoke in it. Period. On it, in it, around it. I mean, I was having that at the Pine States. It's like, per New York State law, no smoking on this property or within 15 of the entrance to property or building. This building is smoke-free. I mean, I was a little surprised, but on the Windsor Dutchman's Landing, you can still designate a smoking area on their signage.
So. Yeah, but it doesn't matter, but the board might.
So, you like the Kremlin Park ones, you guys, with the one with the cannabis type?
Yeah.
Thing? Okay, so we're going to do about 6.
Can I see other town codes, maybe?
I don't think
we're
going to
pick
one. To be honest with you,
I just think the only place I thought we can put that is we can drill it. I mean, because the entrance nobody's going to see, you got to go off of 23B into the damn thing. It's the only on the announcer's booth, on the building itself, on the.
I don't see an email from you, Don.
Oh, because with some of the suggestions, I disagree. Probably
somewhere. Smoking is prohibited in all areas, rooms, or sections of said buildings.
Concerned.
Smoking is prohibited.
Escalated.
Which is rightfully. I mean,
because you're also getting that square. Jared says it. And I've had that conversation with him. You know, but sometimes he'll get annoyed because he has the field goal prepped for the game that night.
Yeah.
He's got the clay.
62-3 permitted areas.
Oh, and town code.
Is that different?
Town code's different. Well, town code is it's code of the town of Catskill, so.
But it has nothing to do with.
My first guy here, you know, 2 years ago.
It doesn't have anything to do with our buildings. It should not have anything to do with our buildings.
So while it says the town highway superintendent shall designate the smoking area in the town highway building, the town clerk shall designate the smoking area in the town hall. Such area may be changed from time to time as may be deemed necessary.
I don't know when that probably was written during the original. So it should, yeah, exactly.
It's 62 dash.
But we don't have a designated smoking area in town hall.
You didn't like any of those, like sunset.
Right, I know, but.
There's no, right, in the code, yeah.
Dark, because there's no lights.
Children. The only thing I agree with them on this one, if you have people, those they'll bring a pet inside the field. And like you said, with the dog was, you know, the desert saying, and you got browns. But yeah, I mean, I do like that. I don't think dogs should be on the playing field. I mean, I don't have a problem with being in the park overall, but not, I don't think any pet should be inside the fence. That's true. You don't care.
No, it's not the field of dreams.
Yeah, but you know, we're trying to.
The pets are taxpayers too.
Well, no, I guess
we're going to that point where you got to be respectful of others.
Right, we're.
I disagree with the village pay for those in the parks.
I don't mind dogs being in the park at all, but we put a lot of money and effort in the field. You know, you put $5,000 worth of dirt down there, and we did that twice, not 100 million per se, but it's $10,000 up there. You know, maybe you get the thing fertilized and try to, you know, aerate the thing to sure grow better grass. You know, somebody shouldn't be having it down there.
The female dog starts peeing on it, you have a whole lot of spots.
We're trying to
put such as that. I mean, that's why the village you're not allowed to have dogs, because there are people who don't clean them after their pets.
It's on Facebook all the time. We got this walking up and down Main Street. Yeah. People are stepping into a poop.
I mean, one guy made a good point. This guy, he fired him off too. He said, Pierce, because he hates kids. He doesn't really love dogs. But more like the lady says, do you really want to have dog things there? Then you can go down and watch music in the park and put a blanket down.
Yeah.
Even if it's cleaned up, it's not ideal. So, I mean, some of the rules on, I mean, even if it doesn't have to be super big, but I wouldn't.
I was just more big signs, that's all. It's just signs everywhere.
Yeah, and a lot of people now have dogs for anxiety, so they have to have their dog with them.
I mean, the only thing I think no dogs.
Maybe we could have a small sign by the gate that says no dogs on feet.
Right. I'm okay with that, too. So, even if they made them smaller, we can.
Oh, but
these are fewer. We can make our own now.
Yeah, but the big, as far as the big one,
see the carry-in, I mean 90% of our traffic is when we have our dumpster down there.
Right.
But when the dumpster doesn't, when that leaves, the carry-in.
Yeah, I mean this one for BB Power is minus the no sledding, the no
carry-in, and the wildlife wouldn't be great. So the ones I had sunrise and sunset 5 miles an hour. No,
but 5 miles an hour doesn't make sense either because they're already parked in the parking lot. They're going to spread.
Yeah, but they come back the next time.
And they leave it.
I mean, the highway did that because Dutchman's Landing has it.
Yeah, that's a paved road, though. That's you're not going too fast in the Ricky Kramer.
I can tell you that they come down that hill at Ricky Kramer. Maybe not on a game day, but when they're going down to the swing set, they're going down to the swing set.
I'm excited to go play on the playground.
Is this for the ball field?
That would be an old town. What number does he have written above that? Six.
I mean, I wouldn't mind really getting a little something else for, like, two of something for the senior center now. I think it wouldn't be bad to do that. You know, by the entrances, what do you think?
So we have, we just got these stickers from somewhere that goes on the door and says, no smoking within 20. It's the state law, the 25-feet rule. That's what we really have to have, especially outside this door with court, and you have to walk through a cloud to get in the building.
Yep. Is that a law? 20 feet?
Yeah,
so that's
there. Yeah, it should be. Especially by the entrance, like I said, old law, too.
Yeah. I think our church.
Pines have it. Within 15 feet, they have the entrance.
Sarah might even be able to do that.
She will. That's why I'm checking.
It's all part of it.
Right. Right, she'll do whatever you ask her right now. So, yeah. What do you want here?
Whatever the state law is, and I think it's 20 feet or 25 feet within the entrance of the building.
I can send in this little sign from the pond if that would help those issues. Yeah, right? I didn't think it was cool, but it was
not. I'll take a picture of the sticker and text it to Liz.
Okay.
Text it to Liz. So, what? I mean, let's get down to this thing. No, you don't want any rules down there on the sign? On the building where we can. It doesn't have to be a huge, it doesn't have to be a...
Well, I said, if you're going to do one of these big signs, we don't need to have, let's do it like this one.
Like meeting hours.
But we don't need park hours 8 days, just right. Summarize the sunset.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Boom, boom.
No dogs allowed comes off. No feeding the wildlife comes off. No sledding comes off.
Right, so do you like sunrise to sunset?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like 5 miles an hour?
This is fine.
No dogs on the playing field?
Yes.
That's fine.
Children must be supervised.
Yeah.
Carry in, carry out.
Yeah.
And no alcohol.
Or open
container.
Open container.
They'll let their kids with it.
Container. And that's enough rules, right?
Yep.
I don't like a lot of rules, but I mean a little bit of rules.
We need a few rules that are important rules.
Five total, right? Sunrise, sunset, 5 mile, no dogs, no open container, children supervised.
Yep, so I got sunrise, sunset, 5 miles an hour, no dogs on playing field, children must be supervised, carry in, carry out,
carry in, carry out, no alcohol/
open container.
Boy, you're a hard
one. You're on that email, Liz, the one I sent out, so you'll see those bullets.
Okay.
And I think those are the way to go. And you want to model it more like the... What the Dutch
the
beating powers one. And do you want to put down on the bottom like they have this is like this park is monitored regularly by local police to enforce the rules?
It's
not.
We don't
have but the bluff. We got the
I mean, yeah, here, well, the signs are bluff too, because it's all suggestion, because we don't have any local laws backing this up.
Right. It's a suggestive thing. All right.
I mean, we can put it
there. I wouldn't, because everybody who lives here knows it's not true. So.
Ed wants to put the camera. He wants to put the camera decoys
up.
All right. Do you like the green stuff, the same stuff?
Yeah,
we should go green because we're going
yeah,
over here too.
Yeah,
we're perfect.
We're in the charging station, so
we're going to put down that.
Okay, so we're going to get 6 for the park and 1 sign with the rules. And we should try to grab something for a senior center. I think we should get 2 signs. Maybe if it deals with the entrances, maybe, or whatever.
The signs that Jared was talking about?
Yeah. And I'll text you the one that, you know, just whatever Sarah you want to come up with is great by me. I just want to...
When you look for the cemetery?
Aren't they home? There's no smoking down that building.
If you're going to do the town hall and senior center, then you should do all buildings.
Oh, yeah. We're good.
So signs for all buildings?
You want one? I just... This
sure.
Our building is so historic, Anthony. I'm with the one. It's just like, to me, it's a little bit noisy, but... We should get
which building?
I mean, like you go to the county building, they got that green sign like Crown Park right at the when you walk in the county building on Main Street. It's right there. It's a no smoking area. Period. With the main entrance.
What's so sad is that should just be
I mean, you know, once and this to me it's I don't know. To me on a nice building it doesn't look
simple. It's just like putting those smoker stations out, they're still your room's still covered with cigarettes. So,
right, we got smoking stations that are within 15 feet of our entrances right now, which I'll have to pick them things up, especially when we get the sign. Train out the senior center on the front entrance, what is it, Academy Street, there's one right there. And then on the ramp, as soon as you go up the ramp,
yeah,
it's right there.
And they probably in there.
And they're definitely in the wrong spot. I mean, and again, if we want to think about a designated area for people to smoke down there,
to the back of the park.
Way in the back. I mean, I'm okay with that.
Or you throw them on the Loon Street slide.
Yeah. Thank you. We can make that the designated area of the Loon Street.
That's a little walk.
Exactly. It'd be inconvenient enough to not to smoke. All right. That's all.
Can we solve our ceiling issue then?
The senior center?
Yeah.
From the other end of the planning board?
Was it air conditioning leaking through the tile?
The original stuff was taken care of, and then I got got a message probably last week that way down in the middle. So I did call Paz already. I don't know if he's been there or not. So there's still got to be some insulation, you know, in the center that has to be looked at. And I don't know what happens down there. I mean, the thermostat is programmed, and it seems right. So, you know, that was a nice idea. Patricia was there. Said what's the temperature? Oh, it's like 68. So for some reason, when that gets, and it shouldn't be in the 68s or the 66s, and that's when that stuff seems to happen.
72.
And I got, and we had, and so the next morning, I'm
65.
It said what?
There is a lock on it.
166.
And it still gets changed.
So I don't know.
Michael had those little programs.
And they are.
He had the little programs.
So, unless it was a fluke, but somehow the building got to be 60. I mean, we got the locks back on for that reason, because otherwise people get to the planning board, zoning boards, and, oh, it's hot here, and boom, 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 but they get 66, then they go home, and the next morning we got a rain shower coming out of the sun. So it's, that does bother me, to be honest. It's, I can't tell you, because people, they don't treat it like it's their own, and then they just...
Well, that was why the lock was installed, because even in the wintertime, it would go very high.
Yeah, Jamie's done a great job. The only issue is we're now, I kind of put the point, I was trying to have her at the beginning. You know, she's running around getting the place a little going, and she goes, man, it's hot here. And she says, maybe 70. I said, oh, whatever you think. Now she says, yeah, the seniors come in, they're cold. And I said, yeah, their blood's on his
floor. I walked my father's house at 9.
I said, okay. Now we're putting it up to 72, 74, and everybody's happy. But I, you know, I went with it first, and we'll see what happens. But she's a delight to have over there. There's no doubt about that. So I think that's all I've got in the show. I don't know if anything else that we missed that we should be talking about.
Okay, buildings. Do we want to schedule a public hearing already just so we can sell the building up that?
I think we need some appraisals, not things.
Well, we have to do a public hearing, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a mandatory referendum. It's sale property.
Let's start with an appraisal.
I think we need an appraisal. I think we need estimates on how much it costs to get fixed. You know, but if you're going to go out, you know, if you're going to defend these positions, you probably should really, you got to have all the facts of why we're selling it.
It's not used. It's a waste of...
Well, we do use it. We got a code vehicle in there, and that's about it.
Yeah, 20-year-old car that can park outside.
Back here?
Yeah. Nope. That's in the back. Are you bringing that up?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else to learn, or how do you want?
Okay.
This will be...
Possible here?
Motion.
I think we're in pretty good shape at the moment with everything. There's something else I'll think about, but I think we're in pretty good shape. Let's try to get that signage done down there. I mean, one way or the other, I want to get that done, you know, sooner than later. It's going to take us a long time to get it.
You're
done.
Just get out of Georgia's.
I talked to him to give him a little bit of time. Maybe get it, because I just got a box of time.
Tell me when I'm done in 2 weeks, or don't come back to work.
All right.
See what he says.
Okay. I deal with teachers all day.
Let's have a motion adjourned.
I did that already. Second.
Second.